Aid with us, or are we eager enough to get back into shops? But is it only the big shops, the big shopping centres, or are local retailers doing okay too? Our reporter Elaine Smith asked the good people of Cork if they are all enjoying the shopping that comes with Christmas.
I am currently Christmas shopping and I love it. The hardest part is figuring out who wants what. But I love to shop local. I think I'm probably the only man in Ireland who's never bought something on Amazon. And I'm always conscious of buying local. I'm off there now to hit the shops and work my way through my list. So wish me luck.
I like Christmas shopping. I don't like the madness, but I like Christmas shopping and I have started. I mostly prefer to go to town, buy my shopping. I think it's a generational thing. I think young people buy most of their stuff online and I don't agree with that. I much prefer to support local shops.
I hate it. Yeah, I really don't like it. I don't like the pressure. I don't like the people. But yeah, don't like it.
Would you still shop though?
For those I love, yeah.
I love a good Christmas shop. But look, it's still early, so we have ways to go. But getting through my list, I never really buy online. Like to shop in store. Like to experience. Like to support the smaller stores in the city, I suppose. Better than giving the big companies the money.
Yes, I absolutely love Christmas shopping and I'm all finished. Started in the middle of November. I aim to be done all my Christmas shopping by the 1st of December so I can enjoy December and not have to worry about shopping. I do half online, half in the shops, get everything sorted so that then I can just go to the pub in December.
And for more on this, I'm joined now in studio by Duncan Graham from Retail Excellence Ireland. Duncan, are we seeing a change this year? Has the online thing dissipated a little bit? I know I very much doubt people have stopped online shopping, but are they back? Is the footfall back up to some extent?
Yeah, absolutely. We've obviously had the last 2 years has just been very much online, but you know, we've missed it. We've missed the shops, haven't we? We've missed that bit of retail therapy, and I think we're getting that back very much so this Christmas. I think we saw it during Black Friday weekend. You know, certainly footfall was up, and you know, reports back of 20% increases in some of the shopping centres over that weekend. And of course, we've got choice now. You know, we can sit there and, like a day like today, we can wrap up warm in front of the fire and do our online shopping. But equally, we can go into the shops. And, you know, I think people are coming in, they're spending, not so much as they would spend this time last year.
Fair enough, though. You know, yeah, I get that. A lot of people now talk about shopping local and sustainable shopping. And, you know, there's a whole movement away from fast fashion and away from those big kind of massive retailers. Are local shops, are smaller shops seeing an uptick in that? Are they getting a benefit from that?
I think there has been, yeah. I think we saw it again during the pandemic when we could only go 5 kilometres from where we lived. We discovered those retailers that were offering a fabulous service during COVID, and we've stuck with them to a degree. You know, the reality is that, you know, every time we shop with a foreign retailer online, we tend to spend 60% of that money goes out of the country, yeah. You know, when we spend. So, you know, we know that if we shop local and we champion green, you know, that every euro we spend with a local retailer, there's something like 250 that goes back in.
I did have a real sense during the pandemic that the local, when they were open, because I know they weren't, for part of it, nothing was open, but when the shops were open locally and the bars and the cafes and the restaurants near me were open locally, that sometimes I would go in and buy something or spend something just because I was afraid if I didn't spend any, like, these shops could go to the wall, these cafes could close, these restaurants could be gone, and we wanted them to be still around after all the madness of the pandemic was over. So I got that. But and are we seeing any trends in I suppose how people are shopping this Christmas? Are there anything that jump out for you?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is we're actually seeing people being kind. Now, when I say being kind, I think we're being kind to our pocket. We're being kind to the planet. So I think we're seeing that you know, people shopping more sustainably, people shopping for recycled products, you know, people shopping for things that haven't travelled across the world to get to you. I think that's a bit important. But also we're being kind to ourselves. You know, we're spending money on, you know, things like we'll see people spending money on that spa retreat, or we'll see people spending money on the fragrances and the things that make us feel
good.
And
are people, but that's interesting you said about a spa retreat. Are people buying experiences rather than things now? Is that a kind of a trend in shopping?
I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. I think it's a bit of both. But, you know, I do think that certainly we found that spending on yourself and being good to yourself was a theme during COVID. And I think that's continued on.
The Christmas markets, I noticed there's one near me I'm in Greystones, but Kilruddery has one, which is about 10 minutes from it. But they've sprung up all around the country. And a lot of them bring in local produce and local artists and crafters and all that kind of stuff. Are they a real trend? spend this Christmas?
Yeah, I think they are. And of course, you can spend time in them, can't you? You just walk around and, you know, chill out with a coffee and just go from one store to another. And you are supporting local producers very much in that situation. I think that is a continued trend. It's a great way to shop, actually.
So the retailers of Ireland, you're feeling a little bit optimistic. It's going okay. I know December is one of your most crucial months, isn't it?
December is the crucial month. You know, you was 5 billion that is spent in shops during December. But, you know, the real issue is what goes on in January and February, because that's the toughest time. So spend now so that we can keep these guys in business during the early part of next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, big shout out to everyone who works in retail. You played a blinder for the last 3 years, and no doubt you'll continue to do so for the next number of weeks. Thank you so much. And thank you to Duncan Graham as well from Retail Excellence Ireland.